This morning I'd like to share with you a very simple thought, but a thought that if you believe and bear in mind will have a profound effect on your daily life and your future. That thought is this, that God created you on purpose, with purpose, and for a purpose. God created you on purpose, with purpose, for a purpose. I want to share with you two sections of Scripture to share with you and to show you that this is indeed a wonderful truth. From Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will." Focus, if you would, on that phrase, he chose us, in him before the creation of the world. God created you on purpose. Isn't it marvelous to realize that before God said, "Let there be," and this world came into existence, he had you in mind. Before the world was created, he had already determined to create you. You are not the result of blind chance, as materialism or evolution would suggest. You didn't come here without having someone purposefully choose to place you here. Now notice as well the second phrase, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. You were created on purpose. He chose to do that from eternity, but he did it with purpose. God didn't place you on this planet to wander about aimlessly without purpose, but rather he created you with this purpose in mind, that he would draw you to himself. He would bring you by faith through his grace into a relationship with him. As his daughter, as his son, he being your father. Therefore, you are never alone. You are never abandoned. God is always present, working to fulfill his purpose of bringing you close to him. I want to take you back to the Old Testament, to a familiar section in Psalm 139. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. God created you on purpose, with purpose, for a purpose. And in this section from Psalm 139, there are three thoughts that you want to understand. First of all, God created you to be you. He shaped you. He knit you within your mother's womb. He gave you your gifts and abilities. Your thoughts and desires are shaped by what he created you to be. You are unique. You are special in his eyes. But notice also that before you even set one foot on this earth, took one breath, God already knew how long you would be here. Every day of your life, God already knows and has determined. And then thirdly, God has precious, precious thoughts for you, more than you can imagine. And so when you think about God has a purpose, He created you for a purpose, and that's exciting. And that's something you can explore as students every day. What has God given me? How can I develop what God has given me? Now, the why, the discovering of that purpose, that may be a mystery to you, but it's revealed every day as you interact with your professors, as you interact with each other. God has a purpose that only you, as His divine creation, as His son or daughter, is able to accomplish. And if you bear these thoughts in mind, what a powerful impact it can have on your thoughts, on your words, on your actions each day, and on your future. What will God accomplish through you as He guides you to discover the purpose He has for you and develop all of the talents He has given you? Yes, God created you on purpose, with a purpose, for a purpose. And that is a reason to praise God. Let's open our hymnals to hymn 790. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, stanzas 3 and 4. Hymn 790, stanzas 3 and 4. Thank you.